by Jim Taylor. Nick Bull is alongside. Folks, this is what local radio is all about. This is what Interscholastic Athletics is all about.
It's go time. This is it, Jim.
Fourth and seven from the 13 of Orion. Federer takes, stands back in the pocket, looking. Pump fake, now going to throw right side. Still with it, now throws, and it is caught! Unbelievable! Oh, my, Russ! It's a touchdown! Russ caught it! Federer finds him! 1:34 remaining! Russ caught it in the back of the end zone! For the Rockets, no flag! Touchdown! Rockets score! Unbelievable! Russ on the great catch! Federer, the play creator! And the Rockets lead at 16-14 with 1:34 left to play. Nick Bull, unbelievable. But still 94 seconds left in this game.
Very important extra point, Jim, and Orion with all three timeouts.
Here's the Bush PATs. Arlatanis, the long snapper. Nelson, the holder. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 17-14. 1:34 remaining. Rockets lead it. But the Chargers have a man by the name of Dawson Schulenberg ready to take over. Spine-tingling moment in Lower Rock Island County. 1:34 remaining. Rockets up 17-14 on WMJ and WMJ.com. Line of scrimmage is, they say, at the 38 is actually where the fair catch.
Keep an eye on,
at
keep an eye on old number 2, Jim, and old number 10.
So 1:34 remaining, three timeouts left. Line of scrimmage is the 38.
And Federer's in on defense, Jim.
So Federer in defensively. They're going to back the pass. Schulenberg lets it fly downfield. West tried to come back and get it.
Oh.
Penalty. So a penalty going to be on Nelson. That's a 15-yarder in high school football. But this is starting to resemble last week. One of the first plays defensively in that two-minute drive was a 15-yard penalty against Shieldcrest.
Yeah, and then, Jim, I don't know, you know, trying to be an unbiased spectator here, I don't know if that was interference. He made a play, looked back and made a play on the ball, and in doing so, feet get tangled up.
I couldn't tell if there was contact or not.
I don't know, Jim, but you know, I'm up here, and it's 15 yards and a first down for Orion.
All right, so that'll give them the ball at the 48-yard line.
15, my bad.
That last drive, by the way, for Rock Ridge was a 55-yard drive, and again, a 13-yard touchdown reception by Russ from Federer. And as Coach mentioned, Riley Federer in there to play defense for the first time today. So stops the clock on the penalty. 1:26 remaining, line of scrimmage, the 47. Empty backfield. Schulenberg stands in the pocket. He lets it go downfield. This will be incomplete. That time a great play by Nelson to come over. Probably if West would have caught that, it would have been out of bounds.
Looks like his foot was on the line.
And I tell you, credit Schulenberg standing in the pocket,
yeah,
because the Rockets are getting close.
They are. McCabe, Parcher, Garisher, and Young are getting closer and closer each play. A sack here would be huge for the Rocket defense.
And that was the other thing with that penalty. You know, you get that penalty, you don't have to use that timeout. So 1:18 remaining. Line of scrimmage is the 47-yard line. This drive started at the 38. They get the pass interference penalty. Empty backfield for Schulenberg. Rockets will rush four. Here's Schulenberg back to pass.
Screen
they
play.
Set up a screen. It's caught by Holbrook. He'll get inside the 40, inside the 35 to the 33. We'll stop the clock with 1:11 left to play. Holbrook with a nice catch and a run after catch. And here we go, 1:11. The Chargers still have all three timeouts remaining. And the line of scrimmage is the 34, first and 10. Chargers trail at 17-14. Schulenberg takes, rolls to the left side, throws underneath, and it's caught for a first down. As that was, yeah, inside the 25. That Fowler made the catch. Rollison on the tackle with 1:02 remaining. Look at this drive by Schulenberg. Line of scrimmage to 21 now of Rock Ridge, just like that with 1:02 remaining. And the Chargers still have all three timeouts remaining. Schulenberg shotgun formation. He takes, this time rolling to the right. He's going to throw in the end zone, and it's caught. West caught it for a touchdown. No flag. Look at Orion down the field. And Schulenberg able to find West for the touchdown with 53 seconds remaining.
We got a game, Jim.
Unbelievable. What an unbelievable drive by Orion. 53 seconds remaining. And again, that drive started at the 38 of Orion. Here's the PAT with 53 seconds remaining. Schulenberg leads his team down the field, and the Fowler PAT is up. And the Fowler PAT is good. 21-17. Orion rallies again late. The Rockets will get the ball back with one timeout remaining, 53 seconds remaining. Orion leads it 21-17 on WMJ. Dawson Schulenberg putting together an unbelievable drive. 21-17 the spread. Rockets down for its third and 11. 20 seconds left to play. Line of scrimmage, the Rockridge 31. Here is Fetter. Stands back in the pocket. Going to air it out. Going to be a jump ball for Rusk. He caught it down the sideline, and out of bounds he goes. A tip drill, and he's inside the 38. Coach, if he's going to maintain his balance, he's going to house that.
That was a 31-yard gain, and the Rockets are not going down without a fight here. First down in Rocket or Charger territory.
4 seconds left to play. What a fantastic game between these two clubs today, Orion and Rockridge. Rockridge losing 31-0 in the first meeting and then took a 17-14 lead. But Dawson Schulenberg, cool as a customer for the second week in a row, able to lead his team downfield and score after Rusk made an unbelievable catch. I mean, an incredible catch to give Rockridge the lead, but that Schulenberg, man, he is one tough cookie.
This is it.
All right.
Last play of the game, more than likely.
Shotgun formation for Fetter. 4 seconds remaining. Riley Fetter will take. Rolling to the right side. Now steps up, throws it downfield. It'll be a jump ball, and it's intercepted by Orion, and the Chargers will win this game. With 2 seconds remaining, it's intercepted by Orion. The ball was caught at about the 13-yard line. I couldn't tell who caught that.
I couldn't either.
But Orion, 2 weeks in a row, able to rally and win the game as the clock winds down with 0 seconds. The ball was caught at about the 14-yard line. What a game today between Orion and Rockridge. A classic ball game, and the Chargers prevail today 21-17. Last 2 weekends, that two-minute offense by Schulenberg, very impressive. And these two clubs will exchange handshakes. What a game today. And again, credit Rockridge losing 31-0 in the first meeting, making a game of it today. And then you got to tip your cap to Orion, down again, but with 2 minutes remaining, able to come back and win this ball game. What a game today in Lower Rock Island County.
Yeah, speechless after Schulenberg picked off for the first time this season, leads the Chargers back down on a game-winning drive after Rockridge took the lead with 1:34 left. Impressive game, impressive drive by the Chargers as they're able to pull one out here in Edgington and move on to the quarterfinals. And Rockridge left it all on the field. Definitely the game you wanted to see in Week 9. And we were lucky enough to get it 2 weeks later in the playoffs, Jim.
Let's head down to Chip Filler, Kyle McEwen for our Bank Orion sideline report. He has Chip Filler corralled down on the field.
Head coach of the Chargers, Chip Filler, in the raw emotion after that victory. What a winning drive down the field 2 weeks in a row. Schulenberg helping you to march down the field on the heels of his first interception of the season.
Yeah, Ray did a great job. He was a little distraught after that interception. I mean, obviously, because he wanted to be perfect. Yeah, that's what we try to strive for, is these guys being perfect. What a phenomenal job. Minute 30, hey, we get some big plays out of center. We got guys wide open. You know, they're playing zero coverage on us, and we're trying to get, we're running wheel routes with Seth. And if you're going to try to cover the best kid in the conference, one-on-one, we're going to take advantage of it. And it's just a great job. All those guys around. The ad-lib at the end for the last touchdown. We just trying to get the ball, trying to get a comeback and get him out of bounds. I said, just take a peek at Seth. If it's not there, don't worry about it. Then I think he was like, forget you, I'm going to stay on Seth the whole time, and Seth makes a great move, and again, in man coverage, gets himself wide open.
Two huge catches by Rusk when Federer was making things happen with his feet there in the previous series on the Rockridge side. So your thought process once they got in the end zone on that incredible catch?
Well, when they scored, we snapped our heads back right around. Hey, we've been in the spot again. You know, the biggest thing that you have as you're coaching young men is you can't show any kind of emotion other than the fact that, hey, we got to regroup, we got to tighten up our shoes a little bit tighter, we got to go. That's been our mantra. Any time there's been any kind of adversity, tie your shoes a little bit tighter and let's move forward. And that's what it was with a minute and a half. And they kept reminding me again this week, all our assistants, hey, coach, you got timeouts. I don't need them. We don't need them. We got Dawson. We don't need timeouts. So we don't worry about it. We're going to get in.
And again, it helped to have that penalty to start the drive, move you up 15 yards, didn't have to use it to kick things off.
Yeah, that, you know, just, it, again, you know, man coverage, I think that, you know, Reed and us got kind of a bind here. We're trying to displace him a little bit, and then we did just that, and then he was trailing Seth, and you know, that's putting that kid in a tough spot, and, you know, we made it, you know, we got the penalty out of it, and then we came right back to it and made another great play.
Quarterfinal football next week back home at Charger Field.
Yeah, isn't that great? I mean, I think this is the first one we've had in quite a while, quarterfinal home. So we're excited to have that. You know, we'll worry about that when we get the film tonight or the next day. Right now, we're just going to celebrate this and enjoy this victory over the Rockets.
What a game, Coach. Congratulations.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, let's go to a Bank Orion sideline report as Kyle McEwen standing by with Sam Graves.
Sam Graves here quickly, and Coach, an amazing ball game. What a drive to come down and tie that ball game. Two clutch catches by Mr. Rusk, and then, of course, a crazy way to end the ball game on the other side. Just the swing of raw emotion in high school football.
Yeah, just tremendous. All you feel is just proud for these seniors. You know, to fight back from a lot of different things, a lot of injuries. We got a lot of guys hurt. Garrisher's out here, can barely make it through limping, you know, and gets up slow every play but fights it. And you had Riley come back for a shoulder injury, who probably wasn't ready all the way to do it, but because he's such a team player, just wants to be out there with his guys. And, you know, Miles, man, I talked to him afterwards, and I'm not sure there's a kid that's worked so hard getting back from a torn complete everything, ACL, MCL, it's all of it, and his need to get back to do some of the stuff he did for us this year is incredible. You're just so proud of these guys, and that's what you try to get through. I know right now is an upsetting, sad moment, but you just try to get through how absolutely proud, like a parent, that you are of them.
And it was incredible in the second half. The Rockridge offensive line just dominated and able to get these chunks of yardage, really controlled the game, and really the Rockets controlled the tempo of the ball game throughout today.
Yeah, you know, all right, we're going to look back on it again and just shake our heads. I think it, once you watch film, you're going to think Rockridge is the one moving on to the quarters. Did a fantastic job stopping them all night up front, being physical. We thought the best matchup to do with our guys, we were blowing a lot of zone coverages early in the playoffs against last week, and it allowed them to climb back into the game when we thought we had that one closed out. So the game plan was to come out and man. It was the easiest thing for our guys to do. And unfortunately, they got a couple deep passing plays on us, and we had, you know, we had the one in the end zone where he slipped. I mean, it just, unfortunately, that's what we had to give up, was we had the chance that we'd get pressure on him enough to make bad throws, and for the most part, we did. The guys did just an incredible job.
This Rockridge Rocket team fight from top to bottom, and we say it a lot in sports, but it really is a shame someone had to lose this game today. And Rocket head coach Sam Graves joining us. Coach, appreciate it after the tough loss.
Yeah, thank you. Again, just want to say congrats to Orion. Like you said, nobody deserved to go. Somebody's going to be crying either way. No one deserved to go home from this, but somebody has to. So, you know, like an old Coach Hassan saying, the sun will come up tomorrow, and that's what you try to talk to the guys about, is hopefully they look back on this with a smile and they've learned a great deal from this and earned some brothers and some close relationships and you know, times they'll never forget.
Classic game today. Tip of the cap to both of these teams. What a finish as the Orion Chargers move on to the quarterfinals. They win it today by a final of 21-17 over Rock Ridge. For Nick Bull, Kyle McEwen, and Ty Taylor, this is Jim Taylor saying so long from Lower Rock Island County on WRMJ, WRMJ.com.